This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. On Monday night, Missoula City Council takes up a proposed ordinance that would require criminal background checks on nearly all gun sales in the city, including those between private parties. Yesterday, Montana Attorney General Tim Fox said he believes such an ordinance, quote, is prohibited by state law and likely violates our constitutional right to keep and bear arms, unquote. Missoula's city attorney disagrees with Fox. Also yesterday, Montana's Republican representatives in Congress sent Missoula's mayor and city council a letter opposing the ordinance. Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Ryan Zinke said, quote, we feel obligated on this rare occasion to express our opposition to the misguided ordinance, which would create unnecessary burdens on law-abiding Montanans while proving ineffective in preventing violent crime. Close quote. The full city council has not yet had a hearing on the proposed new measure. The Montana Secretary of State's office says the sponsors of three proposed ballot initiatives may begin gathering signatures in an attempt to put them before voters in the 2016 election. One of the proposed measures would allow adults to buy, possess, and use marijuana, while the second would outlaw the drug completely, including for medicinal purposes. The third measure would bar the use of animal traps or snares on public lands in the state, with a few exceptions. Secretary of State Linda McCullough previously approved for signature gathering a proposed measure that would allow any school employee with a permit to carry a concealed handgun in a school. The anti-trapping, anti-pot, and gun proposals are statutory initiatives requiring signatures from 24,175 voters. The pro-marijuana measure is a constitutional initiative requiring 48,349 signatures. The husband of Alabama author Harper Lee's attorney has been killed in an airplane crash in Montana. A Montana sheriff spokeswoman says 52-year-old Patrick Carter of Monroeville, Alabama, died when a single-engine aircraft went down Wednesday while taking off from the Missoula International Airport in western Montana. Carter was a longtime pilot and the husband of Monroeville attorney Tanya Carter, who had represented Lee as her second novel, Go Set a Watchman, became a bestseller this year. A friend of the Carters, Connie Baggett, calls Pat Carter a brilliant man who will be deeply missed. Pat Carter served on the board that oversees the old Monroe County Courthouse, which served as a set model for the movie version of Lee's beloved novel, To Kill a Mockingbird. An environmental group is asking a review board to reject a permit that would allow Signal Peak Energy to expand a coal mine in the Bull Mountains. The Montana Environmental Information Center says the effect on groundwater would threaten long-term economic and environmental harm. Signal Peak says the DEQ's review was thorough. The review board takes up the appeal today. Local, state, and federal regulators have delayed their review of a coal export project along the Columbia River near Longview, Washington. The State Department of Ecology said yesterday that a draft environmental impact statement would be out next year, not in November, as scheduled. The coal would arrive on trains from Montana and Wyoming and exported by ships to Asia. An Afghan military officer has been arrested on an Amtrak train as it made a refueling stop in Havre. U.S. Border Patrol agents say Mustafa Tannin was arrested Tuesday. Authorities say he deserted while participating in a training program at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. The Border Patrol says he'll face deportation proceedings in Salt Lake City. The Yellowstone Association and the Yellowstone Park Foundation are joining forces to become a new nonprofit to better support the needs of Yellowstone National Park. The Billings Gazette reports the merger of the two groups would create a single nonprofit of more than 50,000 supporters. The joint operation of the new organization are expected to launch by March of 2016 and be fully in effect by February of 2017. Forecasters say the continuing warm, dry conditions that have already extended the fire season are expected to last through the winter. Gina Loss of the National Weather Service says an El Nino system is strengthening, increasing the likelihood of warmer winter temperatures, drier conditions, and possible expansion of the state's drought to central Montana.
considering that those areas that are in a drought right now are not going to get enough precipitation to really show any improvement. And because of the better chances for below normal precipitation, they're expecting drought development in central and eastern Montana.
Western Montana has experienced drought through much of the year. Harold Gemmel of the Northern Rockies Coordination Center says the conditions have extended the fire season.
With the prolonged dry and warm weather that we've had, it's extended our fire season a little bit. With the large fires that we had on the landscape this past summer, we're still doing a lot of mop-up and patrol on those large fires, knowing that without significant precipitation event, those fires are going to be going on for some time.
Gemmel and Law spoke to the governor's Drought and Water Supply Advisory Committee yesterday in Helena. Prosecutors say a man suspected of robbing a Great Falls bank lived in an apartment across the street and paid his overdue rent with $100 bills. The Great Falls Tribune reports Dwayne Oddie Jr. was arrested Wednesday after police received a tip that a man matching the bank robber's description had been dropped off at the apartment building. Charging documents say an armed man walked into the First Interstate Bank Wednesday morning and left with about $1,500 in cash. Oddie's landlord told police he paid his overdue rent Wednesday using $100 bills. Bank employees said Oddie used to cash his paychecks there. Prosecutors say he's been out of work for about a month. He was scheduled to make an initial court appearance yesterday. A former pharmacist at the Rocky Boy Health Clinic has pleaded guilty to filing false income tax returns in an agreement that calls for him to spend 9 months in prison and pay $163,000 in fines and restitution. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 43-year-old Darren Lee Miller of Havre entered his plea Tuesday during a hearing before U.S. District Judge Brian Morris in Great Falls. Miller was taken into custody and his sentencing was set for January 21st. If Morris rejects the plea agreement, Miller could choose to face trial on felony tax evasion charges. Federal prosecutors alleged Miller did not report as income more than $100,000 in interest he received from 2009 to 2011 by investing in a business that made high interest loans to the tribe and individual tribal members. Fire and investigators say the grass fire northwest of Bozeman was caused by a landowner's vehicle, but prosecutors will not file criminal charges. Officials say the fire burned about 13 square miles after it broke out Sunday near Manhattan. That fire is now 100% contained. Forest Service crews will remain in the area today to cool any hot spots left by that blaze. Thank you very much for tuning in. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.